hair. That's what you get for sitting up front. He doesn't care about your political leanings. He only cares that you come into his presence daily to hear his great love for you, to know that he's there for you, that he died on a cross for you. He walked out of a tomb to give you eternal hope, that you and I can spend eternity with him. Not because of the way we act, like Pharisees will tell you, or the Pharisee inside you. We put our trust and hope in the promises that are in God, in Christ Jesus. We fall on our faces daily before him, saying, Lord, I'm a sinner. And he is faithful and just, and he will forgive you. Whether I'm standing there to remind you, or you're looking at your kitchen dishwasher. Now fall gently, people. I don't want to have hospital visits. I don't want you throwing yourself on the ground. But we do. We go before God, trusting in him and him alone. Don't ever stop following his voice. Learn who he is. Trust in him and him alone. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. Yeah, he opens it for you. He knows you're coming in and you're going out. He opens that door for you, in and out, into his presence. And the joy is for you and me now, we have a front door that works right into his presence to receive his body and blood today for the forgiveness of your sins. So my encouragement isn't just for our two confirmands to study God's word daily. Jesus' encouragement to you is to come and hear his word daily, whether you're alone or belonging into a family. To God be the glory, in Jesus' name, amen. And now, may the peace of God, that surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus your Lord, until he returns to bring you home with him. Amen.